With the tension escalating in the Middle East, and particularly in Libya, we go now live to NBC News' Tom Brokaw.
Am I on?
Yes, you are, Tom.
Satellite is up, Tom. Hello.
Hello there. It's Tom Brokaw. Broadcasting live from...
Where?
Triple Olivia. Where? The situation continues to unfold.
I'm sorry, where are you, Tom?
I am broadcasting live from Triple Olivia.
Oh, Tripoli.
The situation continues.
Libya. Right.
Yes. Tripoli. The situation continues to erode.
Oh, it erodes? It's not good?
It's getting bad.
Okay.
Yes. As Libyan strongman Muammar Gaddafi
is beginning
to lose grip on its power.
Okay, so it's a bad situation. It's bad, right?
Yeah, the situation is escalating.
Now, you sound amazingly clear. I love this satellite technology.
Really.
It's great to be with you, reporting from Tripoli.
As we lose the music, it sounds so quiet over there. Have you ever felt for your safety?
It's dangerous.
Is it?
I've reported from many war zones.
Yes, you have in your career.
But I find normally if you keep your head down, you can avoid the fray.
But it's so quiet.
I will tell you now, this is a powder keg.
Is it?
A powder keg, as you know, can go off at any moment.
I wonder if you can. Can you give us updates on other towns in Libya now that Mark has finished the list?
Things are actually heating up also in Ajdabiya.
Where?
Ajdabiya.
Have you been there?
Yeah, no.
No, okay.
Also, Albrega.
Yes, of course.
UN Ambassador Ibrahim al-Dabashi.
Oh, dear.
And Gaddafi spokesperson Musa Abraham.
Musa Abraham? Have you spoken with him?
Things are getting worse.
Have you spoken to Musa Abraham?
At the UN.
Yeah.
Yes, I have.
And what did you find from that?
Why are you asking?
I'm just curious. You're there in Libya.
Tom Brokaw, NBC News, as the situation in Libya heats up, as I can see from my window, there seems to be, smoke from
Mr. Brokaw,
obviously an explosion.
It must have happened moments ago, but we never heard the explosion.
Yes, next question.
How do you, because again, you have been in so many different war zones and you had been to Libya before. How do you compare what you're doing right now to the work you did on the book, The Greatest Generation?
I will tell you that conflict is conflict no matter what generation they have.
That's right.
Hold it. Conflict is conflict what?
Conflict is conflict, no matter what generation you consider.
And I
will tell you that one fears for one's safety whenever guns are about.
Now, I understand that we just missed an explosion.
I don't hear any guns.
I didn't hear any action. Can you open a window so we can hear?
Let me
kill the music.
I'm going to go to the window right now.
Let's
kill
listen.
The music. Here we
okay.
go. Let
open
me open the window.
Hear.
I'm opening the window. Hold on just a second. Pew, pew.
Tom?
Sound like mouth noises.
Tom? Tom? Tom?
I can't hear you.
Tom,
are you all right?
Is it possible that you could talk while we hear the noise?
That's going to be difficult. Let me shut the window again.
I
have now shut the window.
Those are some mighty insulated sound windows there.
With that, you're listening in Tripoli, the sound of civil war.
Now, Tom, I didn't want to bring it up.
Yes.
But I did enjoy your interview this morning on the Today Show, not 4 hours ago.
You were in New York, it looked like.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm going to ask you, are you really in Tripoli?
No.
Tom,
we're so disappointed.
Credibility, baby!
I'm coming to you from the Plaza Hotel lobby.
Oh, dear.
And where is that?
From New York City.
What part of the hotel?
I'm in the lobby. And
why,
I'm about to
why
go
you
to,
do this to me?
I am about to go to Shelley's Steakhouse for a steak lunch. I'm sorry.
You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomaraShow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
It's like a weight has been lifted. Celibacy is the way to go, man. Andy had it right. You know, look at him. He looks younger than all of us, but he's 10 years older. Why? It's because he's never had a relationship. No she-devil sucked his life force out yet.
Is he gay now?
No, I'm not gay. I'm just celibate.
I mean, that sounds gay. I just want you to know that this is like the first conversation of like three conversations that leads to you being gay. Like, there's this, and then in a year it's like, oh, you know, I'm kind of gonna want to get back out there, but I think I like guys. And then there's the big, oh, I'm a gay guy now.
You're gay for saying that.
I'm gay for saying that.
You know how I know you're gay?
How? How do you know I'm gay?
Because you macrame'd yourself a pair of jean shorts.
You know how I know you're gay? You just told me you're not sleeping with women anymore.
You know how I know that you're gay?
How? Because you're gay and you can tell who other gay people are?
You know how I know you're gay?
How?
You like Coldplay. You know how I know that you're gay?
How?
You like the movie Made in Manhattan.
You know how I know you're gay?
How?
I saw you make a spinach dip in a loaf of sourdough bread once.
You know how I know that you're gay?
How?
You have a rainbow bumper sticker on your car that says, I love it when b****s are in my face.
That's gay.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara. Buzz Burbank. Rob Spiewak. Oscar Santana. And now, from his couch, here's Mike.
You are looking live at the Big Sombrero in Tampa. Sorry, I walked it. I walked on it. And the Big Sombrero doesn't exist anymore. The Big Sombrero.
It Nobody does, Mike. That. I have it in my closet.
Does the Big Sombrero exist anymore, RJ?
The parking lot.
It's a parking lot. Oh, that's sad. Wow. Enjoyed in 148 countries around the world from the Cappy Fiber Studios. This is MikeO'MaraShow.com. It is Thursday, and this is the 3rd of March, 2011, and we are... Are we really?
Yeah.
Over 5 million downloads, still growing, almost up to the 5,500 mark. We're looking to get 6. Want to get 6? Here's the motto.
Uh-huh.
6 million before St. Patrick's Day.
Doable.
6
doable.
Million before St. Patrick's Day.
And I'll add
Day.
To that, if you love us, you'll help us.
That's right.
Amen. Yeah.
Thank you.
Today's show is brought to you by My Vacation Experts, the vacation service that's not only free, it can save you money. Just tell My Vacation Experts where you'd like to go, and they'll send that info to 56 travel professionals who will then compete for your business.
Wow.
Let someone else do the research. Come on.
Hey, come on.
Come on.
Come on.
Want to hear the most annoying come on?
Yes. Yeah.
Come on! No matter where you want to go, save time and money with My Vacation Experts.
Can you also do a Bill Clinton? Come on.
Come on. Just click their ad at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Come on.
That's I heard that one live. We're all waiting for him one day outside. Where he's getting off a golf course. We all waited to see him. The golf cart comes by. 12, 13 people out there waiting to get their exclusive meeting with the President of the United States. And he goes, come on. Come on. Come on. But I caught him later.
I
snuck over to his limousine.
The only words the President has ever said to me, I had the lamb chops. They were great.
I believe the only thing I heard the President say when he held my daughter, Catherine.
Yeah.
How old are you, dear?
Wow, that's he says right. that a lot.
And I answered for her because she wasn't talking.
Oh.
And I said, she's 2, Mr. President, you know. And I said, she's 18, Mr. President. Anyway, really big show today. We've got a lovely program today.
God,
on the program
Coldplay.
Today, we might get to the listener mailbag, but there are no guarantees on this.
Right,
or
never
in life.
Never are.
A proposed joint event, but we'll talk about that maybe tomorrow.
Settle down, Bob. So he doesn't mean that.
So that's 2 things I'm talking about today that we're not going to do today.
Okay,
right. You are the worst tease ever.
I want to talk about Oscar's car. Are you still driving it?
Yes, I actually need your help. I need all your help.
Awesome. I want to talk about that car.
Well, we can help you move it just without keys. Yeah.
Something about that car, it fascinates people.
Yeah, it does.
So we'll talk about Oscar's car.
It's like a toy.
It does.
We have to get behind something here on the Mike O'Mara Show. Our good friend Jimmy Cerrito at Jimmy's Old Town Tavern is in a contest
right now.
He is? He is in a contest.
I had no idea.
Yeah, nobody knew.
It's kind of a secret.
Well, this is,
he's a quiet guy, Mike, and a subtle guy.
Let me explain to you, Mr. Ronick. You know, I have 2 little endeavors. One that's on the radio that has a bit of clout in this town because it's radio. And it's
sure.
Right. However... When it comes to something like this, when it comes to an exercise like this one, as far as I'm concerned, Jimmy's in a horse race and had a neck and neck finish last time,
right.
A photo finish, if you will.
Yes.
And my feeling is for the final, why make him go through that stress?
Why make him sweat?
I hear you.
Why not put it on this show, which will, I believe, give him a resounding victory?
I
We're
think
talking
so.
About Jimmy's restaurant, the wings contest. Mm-hmm. Best wings in Northern Virginia?
Jimmy's Old Town Tavern.
Mm-hmm.
Jimmy's Old Town Tavern is in a contest with another restaurant, which I do not know, for wings. Mm-hmm. And the best wings in Northern Virginia. And so we want Jimmy to win this. And do you know how people go about helping him? As I'm trying to burp, but I can't.
I would suggest to go to his Facebook page. Nice. Yes. Go to his Facebook page because it's all over there.
Is it?
If not, go to jimmystavern.com.
Or just hang out on Facebook. Ultimately, he will send you a private message.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No matter who you are.
Jimmy, if you're listening, I want to tell you this. Once we give you this plug, we are working for wings here.
That's right.
That's right.
Oh, yeah.
We want you to bring a pile of them by.
Bingo.
And I think no better day to do that than Rob Spiewak's birthday.
Oh, I'd
next
love
Tuesday
it.
When Bob Spiewak is in here.
Let's do that.
We'd like to get some wings for Rob's birthday. So if you can bring wings by, Jimmy, you know, you can get that message to Jimmy that we hit it real hard. It's kind of cool because you look on the webpage, and they're doing this through Northern Virginia Magazine.
Right.
And
my
Jimmy,
favorite magazine, Mike. I take that magazine.
It's better.
I love it.
It's better than Southern Virginia Magazine, isn't it?
I take it.
I do. Do you take Northern Virginia?
I don't take the Post anymore. So anyway, it's got the brackets.
And just like March Madness.
I love brackets. And it really shows you who Jimmy has beaten for this.
Yeah, formidable competition.
And so if you'd like Jimmy's wings to win, and I would because he deserves it.
What? We can be the wind beneath his wings.
We can.
Don't you think? I think so.
Buzz Burbank, ladies and gentlemen.
I think so, and I'm proud of it.
Great song, though.
Send the letters
underrated.
To Buzz, please.
Might not be underrated. Might be rated just about right.
Turn the crickets off. Anyway,
Beaches?
Yeah, I think so.
Great flick.
Yeah. All right, so get behind Jimmy's wings. Go to his website. Was it jimmysoldtowntavern.com?
It's just jimmystavern.com.
Jimmystavern.com.
Uh-huh.
Okay, and other than that, not much to talk about other than...
All right, we're done.
Bye.
Thank you. Thank you all very much. Come on, Spring. I had mentioned, I think it was,
come on.
Was it either yesterday or the day before?
Mm-hmm. Yesterday.
I had mentioned.
Cruelest month.
That it is the cruelest month.
You saw something shoosting out of the ground today. It's 25 degrees colder.
You know what? Let me tell you what it's like to walk out to that car at 4:25 in the morning. Mm-hmm. And you're not properly dressed because you haven't had time to put yourself outside, and this sucks ass.
Yeah.
That's why March.
Was there a nip in the air, Mike?
Okay.
Rob,
all right.
The war is over.
All right, see what I'm up
that
against
That wasn't
today.
A Pearl Harbor reference.
See what I'm up against.
That was simply the weather.
Hey, Rob, you'd like a show that I'm watching right now. It's called Apocalypse.
Yes.
It's wonderful.
Gives you something to root for.
It's
You're
terrific.
Telling me there's a chance.
It's Hitler in high def remastered.
Good, because what I hate is Hitler with surface noise and volume drop.
It's horrible.
You want to hear good, and you want to, because you know what? A lot of people don't realize what a really good-looking man he was. There's no arguing that he had a bad policy.
We'll work with a John Galliano over here.
He aged.
Hitler did age. Well, he was under a lot of pressure, Mike.
He aged, Rob.
Do they have any of the color footage of Hitler?
You streamers at home, you look at this face. You know what this face is? This is the face of an ill-prepared disc jockey today.
No, you're fine.
Let me tell you right
you're
now.
You're fine. I pull back
the curtain occasionally. I'm just going to tell you something. My show prep today, a big pile of crap.
I think we'll be fine, Mike.
Today. When I start talking to Rob, I'm like, hey.
That's simply a joke.
Hey, anyway.
Hitler did age like Jimmy Carter aged in the presidency.
Did you tell me that?
What?
Hitler? That Hitler had Parkinson's?
I probably heard that in one of the things, but the Hitler stuff I'm watching now.
So many rumors.
I am not a history guy. I'm not a history channel, military channel.
No.
I don't do this. I don't know what the phenomenon is. It might be because DirecTV, did they call you guys and offer the new HD package where they're going to add, they were going to add some channels?
I believe I just got it automatically somehow.
Yeah, I think I did.
How?
Because I'm something of a preferred customer.
He is a preferred customer.
So am I, but I didn't get it for free.
I think I did.
No,
get
I got
free.
It for free for 3 months.
Yeah, but you know what? When the 3 months is up, call up and say you'd like 3 more months for free, and they'll give it to you.
Really?
Yeah. But you got to play.
Will
cool,
you call
boy.
For me?
Of course.
What channels come in that package of high def channels? What do you get? Like, for example,
the history.
All right, you get the one that I remember.
This isn't
Buzz.
The one that's added with the high def Food Network, is it? Because that's months old.
No, that's months old. This has got the one that stands out because I watch it more than any other is Smithsonian.
Okay.
That's a good channel.
I've seen that.
That's a good channel.
I've got
there's a music channel that is also
Palladia.
Palladia.
Oh yeah,
this
I've
is
got,
like,
yeah,
this package
I've got that.
Is like 2 months old.
I'm almost expired here.
Right? I remember who told me, who talked about the health issues of Hitler.
Who?
It was my father. We were doing table topics a couple of days ago, and he was watching a special on on the health of Hitler overall.
Right.
He had a personal doctor, and the personal doctor would document everything. And
Hi, everybody.
And document him as patient A.
Mm-hmm.
And many people probably don't know. And
they're
just finding out that Hitler was suffering from syphilis, and he was also suffering from Parkinson's.
Right.
Because of, if you actually watch the footage of Hitler in his later years, he would hold onto his hand to his hip almost, kind of like what?
Poor Hitler.
What? No, no, no. You know
you know what I heard about the
syphilis? Is it Rob Doyle? Is it Robert Doyle?
Robert Doyle?
The guy
Bob Dole?
Bob Dole. I'm
Bob
sorry.
Dole.
Bob Dole.
Yeah, Bob
President
Dole.
Robert
him
Doyle.
I apologize.
Him who? I know.
Bob Dole.
Hey, someone at the door.
Right.
Hey, Bob.
Hey, is your name Santana? It's Bob Dole. Bob Dole just had to come by right now and say hello to you, Bob Dole.
Aren't you Robert Dole?
I'm Rob Dole. I'm married to Liddy Dole.
What do you got in your hand?
I got a pencil. Don't you point at my hand anymore. I'm a withered hand. I'll come over there and I'll shove it where you don't want me to shove it.
Oh, Mr. Dole.
Yeah, Bob Dole.
How's that pencil smell?
Yeah, right now, let me take a whiff. Ah, it smells like my toes.
Oh, dear.
It's a toe. You would like one of Bob Dole's? Let me slide it out. I'll put another one in there.
Oh, dear.
Let me give you one of my Bob Dole toe pencils.
Every time they come out, they're sharpened.
Yes, they are. That's it. Can't improve on that line.
End of the bit.
So long, Bob
Dole. Bob Dole.
So the correlation,
Rob trumped me on that one.
The way he would try, just like Bob Dole tried to hide the fact that he had the crippled hand, Hitler would try to hide the fact that he was suffering from Parkinson's because he would hold his hand to his hip.
Right.
Mm. And you know another
thing? Really fooled with his hiling.
The syphilis, though. Did you hear what I, you know what I heard about the syphilis?
What?
It made him mean.
It does. It actually does make you crazy. It affects the brain.
I don't need that. That doesn't help the comedy. You just let it lie there. You know, I don't think that it really does. That's okay. See, that made him mean. That's a version of why didn't Hitler drink?
That's right.
Because it made him mean.
Well, that's better. I like that better.
Yes, that is better. But I was tailoring it for the discussion.
You're talking to a man of science.
He's that's a science man.
As a man of science.
He's not a comedy man.
And I think technically, why didn't Hitler drink gin?
Why didn't Hitler? Because it made him mean.
There we go. Now I'm laughing.
That's it. Thank you.
Very good.
No, but you see, let me explain.
No, I understand.
As Billy Crystal said in what's the movie?
Oh, they're all so great.
What's the
City
one where,
Slickers.
He's the, where he explains his
City
comedy?
City Slickers 2.
No, it's the one where
Mr. Saturday Night.
Yeah, see, I'm the only person in America who liked that show.
See how I did that? What I did was I took the conversation as it existed.
See what I did
And
there?
I worked that joke in, you know, and that's what people do.
And then he said, too, don't get me started.
Right. You know,
speaking of funny.
Yes.
Speaking of hey, that's his new web show.
We hope
Oscar Santana's Speaking of Funny.
I am losing control of
this.
This is fun.
There is nothing funnier than driving around a smart car in a big metropolitan city.
That is a segue.
Parking
and
must
that,
be a blast.
And Mr. Santana has segued into his smart car. Mm-hmm. And how would Hitler look in your smart car?
Very. You know, the thing is, Hitler, not a big guy. He'd look big.
Mean.
Yeah,
he'd look mean.
If you go, now the picture of you in the smart car from yesterday, is that up on our, is that on our regular page?
Not yet.
It can be. You know, we'll use it for today's show picture. So go to the website and look for
or
it.
Or perhaps you can take another one that's funnier. You know, maybe you can do one
I don't know. It's
more.
Pretty goddamn funny.
Hard to improve.
When I say sat in it and realized that my right shoulder blade was touching the headrest for the passenger seat
in the back seat,
and the whole car is an effing mess. Do you know that the key goes in the middle of the dashboard?
You know what? I was watching. Speaking of big guys in a big guy in a little car,
yes.
The guy from The Biggest Loser, Carla wrangled me into watching The Biggest Loser. This dude is comes in at about 600 pounds, and he's lost 300 pounds.
Wow.
So he's lost 300 of them.
So he's down to 300. He's start at 9.
He was down to, like, I think he came into The Biggest Loser actually already losing 100 pounds. And the guy, the one thing, his moment, they all have their little epiphanies. They have their moments of truth.
Yes.
And this guy goes back home for a visit, and he goes out to his car, which was, God damn it, I wish I remember what kind of car this was.
Oh, it has to be something from General Motors.
It was, I think, a Volkswagen, but I'm not sure.
Uh-huh.
It was not a GM car. And he goes out to his car, and he shows how he had to have his seat. He had to have his seat so far back, he had to put it all the way back, and then he had to put the recliner all the way back.
Wow.
So his seat was and then he had to sit up and hold the steering wheel.
That's good.
Because that was the only way. That was the only way he fit into his car.
Just like Officer Hightower in the first Police Academy movies.
Yes.
Who was it? The big guy. Was it?
Yeah.
Not Ed Too Tall Jones, was it?
No,
it was Bubba Smith.
Bubba Smith
had to rip our car seat out.
He said that was my moment, and then he got into his car, and he actually was able to pull the seat up to its upright position and then pull the seat forward.
Wow.
And that was his moment where he said, I can never go back to what this guy, 600 pounds is truly amazing.
Did they address his seatbelt issues? He probably had to have an extender.
I have no idea. I didn't pay attention to that part.
Well, he wouldn't be thrown around.
I just don't understand it. I find it hard to believe that just eating a few too many cookies can get you up to 600-700 pounds. I don't understand how any human being, unless there's a medical problem, how any human being can get that large.
I'd like to address that. when you approach, I would say everyone has a number. Uh-huh. I had one. Uh-huh. Mine was when the bathroom scale stopped registering.
Oh, dear. It pegged?
Yeah. Well, no. See, it's a digital scale. It's a great scale. You got it from me many years ago.
Right. Did you get the E, for error?
It said, one at a time, please. Hey, but I want to tell you. And it stopped. I got on, and you hit it, and it goes --0.
Right.
And then you step on, and then it gives you your weight. Well, you watch it climb, and then it goes back to dashes.
It's
and I said, this must be broken. And I said, Carrie, can you try this? Fine for her, fine for the kids. And so what I did is I stepped on and then sort of pushed myself up on the counter a little bit to take some of the weight off and saw where it stopped.
Which was?
It was just a big number.
A big number.
And then I let the weight go.
Almost got it.
But just to let you know that I never got too far above where it stopped registering, but I've got lots of cushion now.
I want to get back. We're going to take a break, and we're going to get to don't hit the music yet. We're going to take a break and talk about Oscar's smart car when we come back. But regarding weight, yesterday I still am trying to do a little something every single day.
Good for you. Good.
Yesterday was my day off. Mm-hmm. All I did was I did a 2.5 mile power walk and an outside power walk. And anybody that's run or been on a treadmill will tell you,
beautiful day
when you're outside, it's a totally different animal, different deal, and a nice little power walk for me, but it's still 2.5 miles. And as far as outside, that's a long distance for me personally. And I'm bitching towards the end of it. Carla's walking in front of me. And I pissed her off so bad.
She's walking with you or riding alongside you in an automobile, just in case.
Carla runs it, she walked it with me.
Runs it,
and it's a great route, and it's just a perfect little block around here. But I'm bitching because I got this Achilles, and I'm just whining.
Sure.
I'm fine. I could have gone 3.5 miles, but I'm whining.
Well,
and I'm bitching.
First walk is the toughest.
It really was tougher, and I wasn't dressed for it. I was wearing jeans, which I shouldn't have been doing.
Shorts. You were in shorts.
Cut offs.
I'm wearing jeans, and you really
cut offs and a tank.
And I'm wearing my tube top.
No.
And
I hope nothing happened.
And Carla turns around. I got so mad at her, and I said something so hurtful to her. And she says, she mentions, you weigh more than my mother and me and the little nephew she has combined. And I didn't waste a beat as I'm in bagger. I said, but combined my IQ's higher, too. And I was like, and that was take the words back. Take the words back.
But you know, Mike, she really can't argue with statistics.
2.5 miles. Yeah. I did that, and then today I'll try to figure it out. I really could
use. This is amazing. You're on a great roll here.
I could use a person, though. A
trainer.
When you try to do it, here's what I've been doing.
How about Mark Ronson?
Oh, he'd kill me.
Not an effing chance. I go, and I've got all this different stuff with stretching and the type of exercises, and I've probably done every exercise that's in all of these different source books that I'm using, trying to get flexibility, trying to get over 50, trying to get all these different things, and it's tough to figure out.
What do you mean get over 50?
They have over 50. Let me tell you, brother.
The age of 50.
You talk about exercise. They've got over 50 books. They've got golf books. They've got stretching books.
Okay, so referring to your age.
I'm getting 50. All of these different source materials and trying to keep the routine. I know now that they say you're supposed to do different stuff, to keep, what is it, muscle memory or muscle shock. And it's just, I'm trying to get it all done.
Yeah.
So I have no clue what I'll be doing today. So I'll be eating.
That's a good idea.
Thank you. Anyway, we got to take a break. We'll take a break, come back, and we'll talk about this smart car, because I don't know whether it's gas, electric, what the hell
are we buying? Are we leasing?
Oh, God.
Bette Midler.
Oh, for Jimmy's Wings. We'll be
right
back.
Actually, it's for Buzz.
Okay, whatever. We'll be right. Everybody, just calm the F down. We'll be right back.
It must have been cold there in my shadow.
Welcome back to MikeOMaraShow.com. I hate this song.
You're welcome.
With every fiber in my being. I don't hate the song. I hate this version of the song.
And do you know, I think
Jesus
this
Christ.
Was our graduation song at Madison High School.
Your graduation song or your prom song?
I think it was our class's song.
We had, I had Chicago Beginnings.
That's so much better. Know. Yeah. You know what?
It's kick-ass.
I don't know.
I would take that song.
Beginnings?
I would take a lousy Chicago song. Yeah, let me get it.
You'd like. Go ahead. Get him Beginnings. Yeah. And
I do like some Chicago songs.
It's a kick-ass
song. I probably
song.
Know it. I just don't know
our second segment brought to you by Peapod.com. Oh, yeah. Get all your groceries. I haven't done it yet. Do you realize I haven't done
really?
It yet? I got to do it.
That's
I use Giant.
So easy.
Now, here's a question for you.
Yeah.
If you use Peapod, will you get credit for the gas promotion that they're doing with Shell?
If you use your Giant bonus card, I believe so.
There we go. Okay, very good. Get all your groceries delivered right to your door at a time that's convenient to you. Peapod is a complete shopping experience with the freshest produce, meat, seafood, and baked goods. And you can shop 24/7 at Peapod.com. Get $10 off your first order by using coupon code AFFL3 after you click the Peapod ad on our website. This is Beginnings.
Oh, I don't
Chicago.
Know.
Great.
If you like this song, so I hope you like this song. Hope you're enjoying the coolest month. We call it March, ladies and gentlemen. Get outside and enjoy it because spring is just around the corner. And hey, look, I've got a big old boner.
Oh, well,
anyway.
Oh, I know the song.
Was it off Chicago 2? I'm trying to think because I have it from a collection. I can't remember the album.
You know, now that we're doing talk ups, we're going to get to the smart car.
It's fine.
But hold on. Saturday in the Park.
Oh, great.
You have
another great record.
My humble opinion, the greatest talk up record. I think.
This is a big
two great ones. One is Saturday in the Park. The other is Still the One by Orleans, is my second favorite one. I love it. But Saturday in the Park.
This is a great top 40 song. This was on the charts when I first got into radio. It was a great top of the hour record for a DJ to play.
It's one that's
powerful song.
There's like four posts in it.
Yeah, it's just fun.
Well, the great talk up points.
So that was my Dream On by Aerosmith was my junior prom song. And I want to talk about it just very briefly in a second here. Before we do that, let's play this song. Yeah, you're usually a little more fleet of foot than that.
Got a lot of records to go through, Mike.
Yeah, there's a lot of music in Rob Spiewak's iPod. But let me tell you what an iPod it is. And if you like his iPod, let me tell you, get over to his house, check out his jukebox. That's spectacular too. He's got thousands of records inside of his jukebox, on his wall, on vinyl, everywhere. Hey, man, the guy is a full-fledged a-hole.
Saturday.
Anyway. Do they still tour?
They do.
Yeah, I think so.
The last time I saw them was on the telethon.
Really?
And you know what? They're good. They're still tight.
Do you have Still the One by Orleans?
Yeah.
He's got everything in there.
Yeah, he does. Pretty much.
Rob has the greatest iPod impressive. In the world, and we've got it here every single day.
We can ask for almost any voice, and you can do it. We can ask for almost any song, and he has
it. It's just fun. Sometimes I just get this. I just need to get this out of my system. Like, I haven't done it enough.
It is fun.
And speaking of American Idol, I just wanted to say, I hadn't watched it for a long, long time, and then last night decided to log the whole time with
the ladies,
it.
Right?
Last the ladies.
Jesus, the talent on the hoof this
good
year.
Talent. Yeah. Good
unbelievable.
Talent.
Good. Well, unbelievable. Good I could have picked three out of that group that I think could easily be winners, and I wouldn't have a problem.
So that already dusted last year.
Yeah, in my opinion.
I'm not a braggart, but I just want to tell you, I have three songs by Orleans. Who even knew Orleans had three songs?
You have, hold. Love Takes Time.
Exactly.
You have Still the One.
Yes, and don't forget their slow record.
Oh,
their
man.
Monster Jam.
Oh man, what is it?
Dance With Me.
Dance With Me. Yes. Oh, that's
that
right.
Was a huge
okay.
hit. Yeah.
But Still the One is one of my all-time favorites. It truly is, and it goes something like this. Hey, WDRC, Hartford, Connecticut. Here's your Hartford weather. Partly cloudy this weekend with a chance of snow flurries. I hope you enjoy yourself. Coming up, your chance to win a trip to Bermuda. I love that.
Nice.
I've gotten it out of my system.
Well, great talk
if I consistently make a list of top 10 favorite songs of mine of all time, it fluctuates, but this always is top 5.
Makes you happy.
Great,
yeah. Great
song.
I love doing that. I don't think I will ever love it nearly as much as Don Geronimo used to love it.
True.
And
he did it so
nobody
well. Does it so well.
Nobody does that better
right.
than Don Geronimo. The first break I ever heard Donnie G do was when he was on WPGC, mm-hmm. and he was talking up a record, and he's going, WPG. He wasn't doing the DJ thing. Right. He was talking, just talking up a record.
Right. Effortlessly.
WPGC, blah, 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 blah. Don't forget the Kentucky Derby this weekend. My money's on Mr. Ed. He told me he was going to win. And I don't care. I love that. I love that break. I will always love that break. All right, getting back to the smart car.
Yes.
Your smart car is electric?
No.
Gas boogie, power.
Woogie, woogie.
Gas power.
But really? Just not much gas.
There's a couple things. First of all, you may wonder how I got into this wonderful vehicle.
How did you
vehicle.
Get into yes. that car?
I was driving the Chrysler
Sebring. Hey, Buzz. What are we doing here? What are we doing? Vaudeville?
I really was.
What did they put in your hashish this morning? I'm curious.
I really was wondering.
What did they put in your car?
And by the way, Oscar.
Calm your ass down over there, all right?
What do I need to do to put you in a smart car today?
tell me about it.
I had mentioned that when I went to the Enterprise dealership here in Manassas, or dealership, an Enterprise store. What do you call those? The rent-a-car place.
Yeah.
Whatever. So I said I'd wanted a compact car because it's hard to park in the city. Mm-hmm. And when you live in D.C. or you live in any metropolitan area, it's very hard to park. And when you have a long car like a Chrysler Sebring, it really doesn't work out.
Hey, do you think you'd give me a ride in that car today?
Absolutely.
Then after we go for a ride in that car, you think we could maybe get together and do a little dancing?
Why not?
I'll put it to you straight, Oscar. Here's the question for you. I want to ask you this right now. Will you dance with me? I'm sorry.
Almost.
I don't know.
I almost forced it.
I
almost had it.
I went too far.
You almost had it.
I went too far.
Well, Mike, you were carrying a little something with you.
Did you request it? Did you request the smart car?
So I mentioned that I wanted a smaller vehicle. On the way home from the show, I stopped by and they said, we've got something smaller. You're probably not going to want it.
Radio flyer.
It's called a smart car.
Uh-huh.
And I said, you know what? I'll take that.
Sure.
Why? And he looked at me twice and he said, it's a smart car. And I said, because it's a couple young guys that work there.
Right.
And they're like, are you sure you want it? And I said, yes. He goes, you live in D.C. And I said, yes, that's a long ride for a smart car. And
yeah,
I said,
highways.
Yes. I said, but parking's going to be amazing. And they said, okay, just give us 15 minutes. We're going to vacuum it up. We're going to work it out, whatever. So they swapped me out, right?
Oh,
and
God.
As soon as they pull it up, I said, well, this might have been a mistake. But again, my approach was, I've always wondered about these vehicles. So why not, instead of going and renting one when I don't have to, just take advantage of it now?
Exactly.
Right.
Two birds, one stone.
On top of the fact that we're probably going to see $4 gas anytime soon. So let's see what this really
does.
That
is true.
Right?
The one thing that would pop into my mind, the number one question I would have, terror on the regular commute. You do the Beltway. You do 66.
Yes.
Scary.
And I mean,
had
scared out of
two
your mind?
Questions. One is, how does Mark Ronick feel every day? I want to feel like what he feels like every day.
But let me tell you,
back of the Prius.
I have ridden in the Prius. Yeah. And
you have.
It's a car. I mean, okay. You feel like you're
right.
You feel like you're in a car. That thing,
I want
that's
to be
a golf car.
I want to
it
be
really
a smart
is a golf
guy
cart.
In the smart car, right?
Right?
Golf cart so tires,
so
golf cart
so
size.
So I jump in it, and I'm like, oh, no, kind of no big deal. The first thing you realize is the acceleration is really, really not there. Pretty much at all.
Oh,
well,
but, wow.
What you have is basically a Tiptronic, and has anybody ever driven a Tiptronic?
Paddle shifting?
Well, paddle shifting.
Right, uh-huh.
They have compensated for the lack of acceleration, the little engine, with paddle shifting.
I should explain that because
I don't know what that is.
Tiptronic, Buzz, is, I think, originally probably used in very expensive sport cars.
Okay.
It's used in a lot of cars now where if you've got a performance vehicle, you can actually shift with your hand, you can actually have paddles that do it. I'm trying to think. I have one.
Oh, and you know what?
How does that differ from the manual shifting that you can do in automatic?
What it is, like, you know when you get when you have a car that's got a standard automatic transmission. I shouldn't say standard automatic.
No, but
a regular automatic transmission,
right.
And then you can move it over.
I have that
to a thing where you can actually shift it.
Do you have
yourself?
That in your muscle car? Because I have that.
Yeah,
it's fun
I have
to play with on the highway.
A lot of cars have.
I have that in the muscle car. This one you can do, but you can do it with.
Wheel.
Up on the
so
wheel.
In a performance vehicle, it allows you to accelerate faster because it just basically, an automatic transmission is doing the same things you would have done with your actual gearbox, but it's doing it for you.
Right.
So if you have those shifters on a performance vehicle, it lets you accelerate faster or get into the next gear faster. You almost anticipate it. They try to compensate with the smart car for the lack of acceleration and to give it a little boost with the paddle shifters.
Right.
So I get into that.
It's like
I start moving with that. Does not affect the ride at all.
Doesn't help.
No, but at least it distracts
you. These are the realities of the actual car. Anybody that's ridden a motorcycle or driven a motorcycle will realize that the point of view you have on the road is completely different than any other vehicle you've been in before.
Yeah, it's a shock.
You actually see the ground in front of you.
Right.
With this smart car, it's the same feeling. You see the ground in front of you. And seeing the ground in front of you on a back road when you're leaving Mike's house is no big deal. But seeing the ground in front of you when you're on a major highway will terrify you.
When you're talking about acceleration, I'm curious about... what can it be compared to? Because when you're talking, when you say golf cart, I mean 0 to 50. Is okay, it just is it? Because that combination of tiny.
Anybody that's ever learned manual transmission, they know that when you go from gear to gear, say you're going first to second to third, in between those shifting of gears, if you do not shift at the right time, there is a stutter step.
Right.
Yes. Because the car will rev up and it'll say you need to go to the next gear.
Right.
It kind of does this regardless if you're in automatic or you're in Tiptronic.
So do you get a lot of the whee?
No, I got a lot of the bird. Because people are in back of you hoping that you'll get on this ramp fast enough and move as fast as you should be.
That's good.
And I got a lot of the stairs.
You got the bird.
I got a lot of the...
Get out of the way, you candy ass.
The oh my God, I almost died because it was a windy day yesterday here in the D.C. area.
Oh, man.
But it had nothing to do with the windy day. It had everything to do with just the SUV or the 18-wheeler blowing by me.
What is the top speed that you acquired on this
80 start? Miles per hour.
You went 80 in it?
Yes.
And was it vibrating or was it shuddering at all?
Once it gets to where it needs to get to, when you get into fifth gear, hypothetically, it just zooms.
Oh, man, I got to try it.
It zooms. That's wild. That's the beauty of it. But this is also with all this space and all this view of the open road, you've got a propensity for one thing. A cracked windshield.
Right.
Because
on a
regular windshield, it'll hopefully whatever rock gets kicked up will just zoom off or click off the top of your windshield and move on.
Right.
I got a cracked windshield yesterday.
Already? On your rental car?
On my rental car.
You're covered, right? You're covered for that?
No. They said it was going to be $22 a day, and I said, I'll pass. I'll go with my Progressive.
Uh-oh.
Oh.
So now I'm going to get boned for $500.
Oh,
geez. And I'm also going to get boned with another black eye on my insurance.
Are you sure this is called a smart car?
Yeah. It doesn't sound very smart to me.
Not to me.
If you live in the city or you live in some European country... You're all in.
What is the gas mileage, Mark, on your Prius?
It's almost 50 miles to the gallon.
What's the gas mileage on your Smart? Do you have any idea? You.
I haven't filled up since I got
that. So nobody really knows. That car that
it's
I looked at.
Something. Could you look it up, please?
It looks like the kind of car you would see on like resort islands.
Yeah. Yeah.
That you really
or at Disney World.
You shouldn't be taking out on
but
a highway.
Right. He's got an advantage over, say, you or I, Mike, because... He's built like a Twizzler in a sweater. He's a skinny guy.
Did you, when you got, serious question, when you got into it, did you feel like you could drive it?
It was hard for me to muster a smile for the photograph.
You know what?
Because you can't put the seat back any further because the car stops. What did Lucas say about the car?
My little nephew walked outside because I went to go see my father and they're in town.
Right.
He said, this is a funny car.
Yeah.
It's only got a front.
Yeah.
It's only got a front.
I was
could you have driven it?
I could have, but I could also drive a tricycle if I had to.
Yeah, so,
but it's all knees and it's all shoulders. I really was taking up 75% of the front.
It would occur to me that if your gas mileage in a smart car is not better.
It's not.
Even if it's...
It's not even close.
Well,
even
then
close.
What the
you
F
would
is...
Want a bigger
what's the
vehicle?
Point?
Yeah. Because people like you to be... People like to be looked at.
No.
And it's easy to park.
Guys,
and
I
it is
thought
better.
I could be that guy. You know how... I hear stories about Leonardo DiCaprio driving around in a Prius.
Right.
I was like, that mother effer. I mean, this is Leonardo DiCaprio,
right?
Where he could buy whatever he wants,
anything.
But he chooses a Prius.
It's the environment.
Yeah, it's the environment, right?
Yeah, and it's his image.
I thought maybe I could like kind of wedge myself into that and say, okay, well, maybe people will look at me with some respect. Be like, this guy, successful guy, you know, obviously
he chooses. Lives
in the city. He could have whatever he wants,
exactly.
But he's going to drive this golf cart.
Mm-hmm.
People look at you in disgust, with disrespect.
Uh-huh.
With awe, but not the type of awe that, that's awesome, awe, that's too bad.
I probably react that way. I don't give him the hairy eyeball, but I kind of feel that way about Prius driving.
Yeah, you've said that before.
Well, can I tell you, today was my Mount Vesuvius as I was at a crosswalk, right? And I had the right of way. I'm in Georgetown.
Right.
And I've been to other vehicles.
I've been
a mid-size and I've been in a large vehicle before at that intersection. If you've got a green light, and there's someone that's about to walk, they think twice.
Sure.
I was in the smart car. The guy looked at me, looked at the light, kept walking.
No threat at all.
Just kicks your car out.
Yeah,
of
he
way.
Just thinks, yeah. What's this thing going to do to me?
He just puts his hand out and goes,
yeah. Zero respect. He looked at me. He was taller than me, obviously, with the car.
Right.
He walked right in front of me. And I just had to take it. I ate it, and I said, well, you've got the right of way.
You got any specs on the smart car?
Yeah, people are saying that it's about 40 miles to the gallon, the actual drivers of that car.
Okay, all right. I'd be curious.
It's not worth it for two reasons in a big city, if you've got a long commute. Mm-hmm. It was nice to get home last night, and I fit in the smallest spot in the world.
Right. That's the best advantage.
Yeah, and I said, that's great, but as I got the cracked windshield, I said, it doesn't matter. I mean, the parking tickets that I would have gotten regardless would have paid for this effing windshield I'm going to pay for.
Right.
But it's tough to know that when you're flying down the highway at 80 miles per hour, you're literally flying down the highway on 12-inch casters.
A little box. Yeah.
That's it. When you see the wheels.
Golf cart wheels.
12-inch casters.
Like an office chair.
The wheels. The wheels on this vehicle.
Is it new?
It's got a 1,300 miles on it.
Yeah, it's sparkling new.
So it's brand new.
It looks like a small chassis on a furniture dolly.
There are toys that your daughters have. The big wheels. I'm sure, your daughter have a Barbie big wheel that she drove around in?
The Dora the Explorer car.
Yeah, the wheels on those little toys are slightly smaller. Smaller than the ones on the vehicle that I take on the highway now.
So the number one reason for getting it would be parking?
Parking.
Parking.
That's the numero uno?
I think the people that purchase them are people that say, hey, look at me.
Yeah.
It's probably. I think there's a lot of that.
I'm not that guy.
I know you're not because you rented it.
No. I wanted to be that guy. I thought I was going to be able to take the bravado away.
The Clooney factor.
Yeah, that I don't need a sports car for people to look at me. I need something that people will respect
If they made a Prius, which has better gas mileage, if they made one that didn't look like a potato wedge, would you be in then?
I would be in. There is a car out there. It's called the Tesla Roadster.
Okay. No, there's a new one.
It's $110,000.
Wow. Saw my first one yesterday on the drive home. Saw it. Like it.
What is it again?
Chevy Volt.
Really?
Chevy Volt.
No.
The Chevy Volt.
For $30,000+, you're not going to do that to yourself.
I looked at it. Seriously.
It's a good-looking car.
Mike.
This morning, 4:35 in the morning, freezing my nads off, once again, pulling in to put with my Shell discount because I shop at Giant, and I'm still putting in $57 worth of gas into my tank. Okay. I'm beginning to say, Jesus, but you know what's going to happen? It'll be like the snowplow. I will buy the Chevy Volt, and I will pull into the Edge parking lot.
Yeah.
And as soon as I pull in, I say, Mr. O'Meara, can we see you now? Thank you very much.
Better than that, you'll buy
fire that man.
Yeah. You'll buy the Chevy Volt, and the next day gas will be $1.10.
Somebody said that on Facebook. Please buy a smart car. Please do it. So the price will go down.
So but clearly this is the deal. If you're out there and you have this vehicle and you live in the city and it's working for you, God bless you. If you've got a commute, I don't recommend it because it's very dangerous. You don't feel safe in it. And if you have any type of ego or any type of self-respect, or maybe you're a man of maybe a public man, if you will.
Right.
I don't even bother, because really what you're going to feel like and what you're going to the things that are going to happen to you, it's like being a freshman in high school.
Oh, wow.
And,
it's like a hazing.
And I have not felt this type of hazing since freshman year in high school when you're awkward and you don't look kind of right and your voice hasn't changed. That's the respect you get on the road.
Well, I'm going to try it out. And we're
good review.
Do that.
Good review.
Quick question before we, because I just got to know, how is it appointed inside? How's the stereo? How's the climate control? Do you like the way it's set up inside?
It's got heated seats.
A wonderful.
Actually, the engine's just running hot.
Options on cars, I've always said, are like this. If you have it, if you don't have it, you're not going to miss it. But once you have it, you're always going to want. And me, I love me the heated seat.
I'll use a heated seat before the heater.
I'm heating my seat right now.
So this morning, just quickly, the lovely Kara McKenzie rode with me.
Right.
Because she said, this is what she said. She said she wanted to see what the smart car was all about. No, she wanted to save some gas money. That's what she wanted to do.
Right.
So she jumps in the old It's basically an egg beater. She jumps in the egg beater with me, and we roll down the road. And she said, "You know, it's not so bad until you look in back of you and realize that there's nothing else in back of you."
Yeah, I mean, you get into a it's like a motorcycle.
Yes,
you get into your fender bender. You know, for if you're in a Yukon and you get it'll be a Yukon fender bender and it'll be a fatal for you.
Yeah,
it'll be a just like in a motorcycle.
Though on a motorcycle, I feel like and there's no other way to say this. You feel kind of cool.
Oh, yeah.
You feel like, yeah, this is it. Yeah, I'm taking these risks. I'm willing to do this.
Thing with motorcycles.
It's another look at me thing.
I got news for you. Yeah. That's the whole deal with motorcycles. Well,
Oscar, what if we met in the middle and you had the smart car, but you wore a helmet?
All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, it's Rob and his audio vault right here. And this is another good one. A little song we call Love Takes Time. I'll come back and talk it up right after this. Welcome back to MichaelMerriShow.com. How you doing, everybody? Hey, do you like Cracker Jacks? Well, reach down into those Cracker Jacks. Pull out a prize, because I've got a prize for caller number 300 right now on KHJ. See, I stretched that out too far.
No, you're fine.
I hit it too early.
You know what you did? You corrected.
You're fine.
You didn't cheat. Now, do you remember an old disc jockey named Dave Kellogg?
Oh, yeah.
His cheat
Big
was
man.
This. Shocking. He would go, he was mornings on an oldies station, and his cheat was, "We've got it all for you on Extra."
Can I ask
104.
Can I ask a quick DJ question?
Go right ahead.
When I got into the business, there were it was completely digital at this point by the time I got to a major market.
Wow.
So they would actually have a counter on the software that would count down until you hit the post.
They had that in the old days.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Because if you just did that off memory or off charting.
They had it.
Oh, that's amazing.
They had it on carts, right, Buzz?
Right.
Where they would have it written out on a cart.
Right. Sure.
But before that, when they were actually still playing records, it was written on the label.
It was written on the label.
You had the,
usually
you know,
a sticker.
You knew it was 12 seconds or whatever.
Yeah. Right. And in fact, probably, you know, now I think we play digital stuff at the edge. Mm-hmm. I don't run the board at the edge, so I don't know.
You don't get
to
see it.
No, when I talk up a record on the edge,
it's by feel.
Because, and you'll hear me mess it up. And if I'm messing it up, it's even though it's classic rock and some of these songs have played again and again and again, I just don't know the record. And that's what will happen. It's the worst feeling in the
world. It really
because
is.
Because on the digital board, well, you as a baby DJ, you would stare at it, but you would be your aid because you'd have a counter counting you down.
Yeah, you had that. We always had that.
Yeah. And I did not know that.
You would have it, and what it was it would be written on the card or it'd be written on the song.
Okay, yeah.
And then you'd have, you know, really
a clock.
Going back almost as long as I can remember, we had digital clocks.
Right. Yeah.
Digital countdown clocks.
That would reset when you started every element. How many times did you
see many times in the
manual.
I worked at radio stations where I'd start the record and have to hit that clock.
Really? Wow.
How many times did we all see little white stickers that would say :14/314F?
Right.
That's every pop record.
That is a 14-second intro, a 314 record, and it would fade out.
Fade at the end.
And if it was a C at the end of that, it means it would be a cold end.
Or N or natural.
A cold ending for any DJ could ruin your day.
Oh, but God, I love it.
If you're getting a soda or, God forbid, a candy bar at a snack machine, and you're like, oh, I got maybe a
minute. But when you own the cold ending, they sound awesome on the air.
Let's open up the audio vault and see what we have for today. Segment two is, did we mention Peapod? Did I already do that?
Yes, you did.
We need to do segment three, don't we?
Where are we? I'm lost.
The vault sponsor.
All right. Today, the vault is sponsored by the Bonus Show. Get a month-long subscription for just $3.99 or become a VIP and get these special shows plus the live video feed, raw shows, and more. Don't miss our bonus shows. Sign up at MichaelMerriShow.com. That's right. It's Audio Vault.
Speaking
time
of bonus, just quickly, your Michael Mara Show banner goes up on BigOandDukes.com today.
Oh, cool.
Well,
let's return
the favor. And put the Big O and Duke show up here.
Oscar and I have been talking. Yeah. I'm waiting for their banner.
Glad to have the cross promotion.
Yes.
I know that the conspiracy theorists have speculated.
Really? You're ruining their day, Mike.
On both shows, they've speculated on what's going on here. You know, I'll lay it for you out this way. I heard the guys on Big O and Dukes talking about me and this show, and I was very, very pleased at how respectful they were. And then I heard their sub show, which is
Rally the Horde.
And those guys just made me grin because of all the different
shows.
I should tell you right now that they, all those guys on that show, listened to the show. And when you gave them the accolades, they might have written you personally. I don't know.
Two things that people should know. I have always been a fan ever since I became aware of Big O and Dukes on the radio station I was on, and I really loved their stuff. I loved having them as a lead-in when we used to do the show at WJFK.
We did, yes.
And I love hearing those guys today. Don't listen to the show on a daily basis, because I just, you know, I'm radioed out at the end of this, sure. And I don't listen to a lot of other stuff.
Right.
But I really, when I do listen, I always love their shtick. Mm-hmm. I've enjoyed it for a very long time. They keep it real, so I recommend that show highly.
Yes.
Number two, yes, I am insanely jealous of Chad Dukes and his new radio partner. I hope they fail miserably.
Excellent.
Those two are, nice the truest, are the truest facts.
You have,
no, but I would still go out with Chad and have a beer.
Well,
and
sure.
Chad, yeah. Chad knows that I hope that whole radio station fails.
Yeah.
And I've got plenty of friends at it. And it's a horrible way to be.
It is.
It really is.
Spot.
It's so petty. Mm-hmm. It's so not nice.
No, but as Oscar would say, but you own it, so it's okay.
I do own it.
At least you own it.
I do own it. You know, somebody comes to me the other day and say, they have the worst ratings in the history of that radio station. I would go, zang! That's because I was fired.
We can't help it.
Thank you. All right, let's get to the audio vault.
All right, speaking of being invited to leave, I'm inviting the Charlie Sheen stuff to draw to a close, but I just want to touch on this because I predicted it yesterday. I'm so bright. I'm so prescient, Mike. I saw this coming.
Okay.
Today is when the Charlie Sheen auto-tuned records hit the net.
I like when you use those nickel words like prescient.
Yeah, thank you. I'll tell you. Wow. So just a few tastes of Charlie Sheen auto-tuned. We knew it was coming. Mm-hmm. This is by a guy named Jake Benson, and it has no name except Charlie Sheen auto-tuned.
Charlie Sheen, drug-filled night with porn stars. Charlie Sheen, you're bipolar.
Wow, and then what? What's the cure? Medicine? Make me like them? I'm by winning. I win here and I win there.
And I think that we all would have liked this a lot better on Monday, but I think it's late to the party.
Yeah.
The better of the two is actually marrying him with, not actually getting married,
understood,
although I wouldn't rule anything out. Lady Gaga's song, Born This Way. This one is a little slicker.
Okay.
You
the
like
one
the
I was on made Sinatra,
Flynn,
Jagger, Richard Zalman.
Just look like droopy-eyed, armless Joe.
I am on a drug. It's called Charlie Sheen. Charlie Sheen. Charlie
no,
Sheen.
No, it's so crisp. It's so
yeah. It's done. It's done. I agreed. Predicted Friday everything would be done. I think I missed it by 24 hours. I think it's done today.
Mm-hmm. Now this is just a prediction. This is when I think you're going to see the real trouble begin.
Oh yeah, it's not going to be funny and lighthearted anymore.
No. People have burned on him. Mm-hmm. He ain't going to get the interview requests that much
That's
anymore.
Been done.
And he will either, I think, I'm just making a prediction. This is complete speculation on my part. He will either legitimately go further into this meltdown.
Right.
Or he will crave the attention and intellectualize the bad behavior where he'll say, hey, I need to tear this up because that'll get me back in the headlines.
And I think the ingredient that added to it that ruined it for everyone is when the children really became involved.
Right. Yeah.
Because you know what? A grown-up with two porn stars, that has certain comedic undertones, but when you involve two little kids,
can I tell you something, Rob?
It makes it really tough for a lot of people to deal with.
I don't agree.
Really?
For me, it's just I do it every day, and I play this stuff every day, and I'm burned.
Yeah.
I'm burned. It's not interesting to me anymore.
That too, but I think Rob's right. I think now that the kids are involved and the authorities have confiscated them, and that sort of battle begins, I think people are finding it less amusing.
Yeah, I agree.
I will say though, whether love it or not, the man's star power is in a different hemisphere, and it might be on Mars, and I'll tell you why.
You're just jealous about that Twitter stuff.
Yeah, you want his followers.
Did you
hear the story?
Which?
He was 1 million? He was 1 million in 24 hours. You know who's behind him?
Who?
Oprah Winfrey in 22 days.
That's it. Now, am I going to have a Twitter tutorial so that I can come out?
Yes.
Tutorial.
Here's a question.
Ablazing.
Before we continue.
Yes.
Regarding this Twitter thing.
Yes.
That you're already all in on.
Yes.
How much labor intensive, how much more is it going to require?
I think you're going
to love
it.
I do the Facebook thing
Mike,
every night.
It's so easy. You can do it while you drive.
Yeah.
Very good.
In a smart car.
While you drive a smart car.
Exactly. Better use of auto-tune and production. I won't play the whole thing. The whole thing is available on our YouTube page. I always loved George Carlin's stand-up, not so much because it was funny, which it was. Mm-hmm. He's such a great writer.
Yes.
And when you hear what they did to a routine with very few edits here, he has a rhythm like a singer when he delivers his material. Check this out. This is by an outfit called Agent 001.
Oh, good.
And it's called Carlin Step. The video is fantastic, wow. And it's on our YouTube page. Make sure you check it out. Starts with the HBO logo.
I'm new wave, but I'm old school. I wear power ties, I tell power lines, I take power naps, I run victory laps. I'm new wave, but I'm old school. I got a personal trainer, a personal shopper, a personal assistant, personal agenda. I'm an unbeliever and an overachiever, laid back but fashion forward. Upfront, down home, low rent, high maintenance. Super size, long lasting, you built to last. Super size, long lasting, built to last. But I'm feeling, I'm caring, I'm healing, I'm sharing. I'm sharing, I'm healing, I'm caring, I'm feeling.
Isn't that great?
Let me ask you about the audio, just an audio question,
sure.
About those.
Uh-huh.
The bass on those, are they all like that, where the bass is just completely overdone?
I do. That's the current trend. And I think because it'll play well in a club. Now, I don't think you're going to play a George Carlin record in a club, but right. That's the style they're emulating.
Well, I like that. What else
but
you got?
Check it out. This comes from a listener called Matt Rutherford, really nice guy. And he actually posted this on YouTube, but copied me on it. His son is called Braden. And this is a video of his wife. She's got two
Carla's nephew also.
Two liquid soap containers, and she's transferring them. And okay. Now you know the sound you get from a liquid soap container when it gets to the bottom.
Yeah, same as you would get from a ketchup container when it gets
exactly.
to the bottom.
Exactly. Well, Braden, I would put at maybe 18 or 20 months old. Okay. Braden likes this noise.
I like
man.
This already.
So you're going to hear two of the funniest noises right. you can make.
There you go.
Great kid. Yeah.
That is good
great
stuff.
Laugh. Fun. Oh, but you know who's not laughing, Mike?
Okay.
Hollywood star Mickey Rooney.
Boy, this is so sad.
It really is.
Don't make me laugh.
No, this is really sad. Yeah. Because
this is sad.
He's actually been the equivalent of being held hostage, Mike.
Wow.
It's not funny. By his son-in-law and his wife.
90-year-old Mickey Rooney.
Been in show business for 80 years. One of my all-time favorite stars.
A legend of legends.
He really is. And he was on Capitol Hill yesterday to talk about the abuse, Mike. Look at me.
I'm not.
I made the drive in here.
This is
Mike,
not funny.
Look at me. It's not.
I'm serious
do
about
not
this.
Not abuse.
Anybody did this to my mom, I'd kick their ass.
Well, don't abuse elderly people, right. Mike. And this is a,
yeah.
a piece yeah. of Mickey Rooney. On Capitol, he's in Congress.
All right, let's listen.
Testify. Abuse happened to me. To me. Mickey Rooney. When that happens, you feel scared. Even when I tried to speak up, I was told to shut up. And be quiet. You don't know what you're talking about.
Now, what I like about that is...
Was that on the set of 60 Minutes?
It was actually... No, it was in Congress.
It was in Congress. What exactly, Buzz, what happened to... Did you follow the story at all?
I don't have all the details, but they sort of kept his relatives, his younger relatives, his family, kept Mickey Rooney hostage. They kept him locked away.
They put a lock on his refrigerator. They kept a lot of his money away from him. And here's the saddest thing of all. This is the saddest thing of all right here, Mike. This is not funny.
My daily life became unbearable. Our individuality was taken away from us. Our personal things, things that meant everything to us, were gone. And he even sold my Oscar.
So
sold his Oscar.
Now, when he said "we us," was he done? Did they
his
do
wife
this
as well?
They did this to him and his wife.
Yeah, but I think his wife is not as old. She must only be like 70 something.
Who did this?
His son-in-law or
stepson?
Forgive me.
And stepdaughter.
Yeah, and the amazing thing is if you look over. You know, he really was Justin Bieber times 10 in his day.
He was such a strong
and an
person.
Amazing
it's
career.
Hard to believe that such a strong person this could happen to. And if you listen to him and if you watch him testifying for Congress, he's sharp as a tack. And his delivery is very dramatic, intentionally. So.
How did he extricate himself from this situation? Do we know
he finally got the attention by going to Congress.
But how do you get out to Congress?
How do you get there?
It was never said.
Who gave him a ride?
in a smart car.
Mickey Rooney has a message for you.
Okay.
Shut up.
Okay. Yeah. Thank
you don't know
very
what you're
much.
Talking about.
All right. Thank
Stop
you.
Stop it.
All right.
Now.
Yeah. All right. Sorry.
That mic is your magic audio That's vault it. For today.
We'll take a break and we'll come back. I'd like to know more, Mr. Newsman.
Hopefully we'll get on
that. Can you
that.
Do some research
we
on
can
that?
We look into that,
I'd like
yes.
to know how did Mickey Rooney escape?
Right.
I've got a very special birthday when we come back.
We'll be right Wonderful. Back. Welcome back to MichaelO'MaraShow.com. Time to get a news update. Before we do that, Oscar said he's got a special birthday. Oscar, who do you want to say happy birthday to today?
Well, this is a gentleman that really is a bigger fan of you three than me or anybody else.
Naturally.
He's been listening to you guys for 20 years.
Wow.
And I think he wrote to all of us,
I think
may be the only one that responded. His birthday is this Sunday, uh-huh. and his name is Mark Bosco.
Bosco?
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Bosco or Bosco?
B-O-S-Z-K-O.
Wasn't that George Bosco. Costanza's ATM
code.
Password? Bosco.
Mm-hmm. Mark Bosco.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we want to say happy birthday.
Please,
how old is he going to be?
He doesn't say.
All right. Happy birthday.
Mark
Bosco.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday. Time for the news.
It is.
Shoehorned in.
Very good. Go
Thank
ahead,
you,
Buzz.
Mark. Hey, we're brought to you today by Dr. Bruce Friedman. You know, we're coming up on nearly a year anniversary.
That's right.
Since I had my face lifted.
Hey, RJ, I'm glad you're here. Hear this? Hear that? Can I
lubricate that?
Can we get it fixed so it? I move it every day, and it's making a lot of noise.
RJ has a message for you, Mike.
What did he
Shut say? Up! You don't know what you're talking about. Stop it now!
Stop it now, Mike!
Stop it now!
Now.
Brought to you today by Dr. Bruce Friedman. Looking younger is easier than you think, and it doesn't always mean surgery. Plus, you can now get special deals on all kinds of services with Dr. Friedman's newsletter. To sign up for that, just click his ad at MichaelO'MaraShow.com. Explore the rest of his website while you're there, and tell a family member about Dr. Bruce Friedman. Stop it.
All right.
Shut up.
No.
Florida.
You don't know what you're talking about.
Shut up, you two.
Stop it.
No.
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 Where we normally end, Florida, is on fire. Nearly 90 wildfires are consuming central Florida. More than 26,000 acres have gone up in flames so far, and windy conditions are keeping hundreds of firefighters busy. Some of the fires have been contained, others not yet. The fires had closed at least one school in parts of I-95 and U.S. Highway 1.
Let me tell you something about this. I know a little bit about this, and for people that are flying down there, it is a very, very difficult situation.
It's a huge.
When you fly.
Song's about
he
a
is
horse.
So.
How's that?
What medication are you on today?
Hey, I am on a drug, and it's called Rob Spiewak.
Okay, very good. Wildfire. Turn that crap off.
Michael Martin Murphy.
Stop it.
You'll fly down to Florida, and you get down close to, landing, say, in Orlando or Tampa or Daytona or something.
This is the area.
And you look out your window, and you're like, what the hell is that? And it's the smoke, and it's very, very dangerous for air travel.
It
very
is.
Dangerous. To,
Some of
will you turn that crap off, please? Wildfire.
He's not respecting you.
He's I'm trying to make a serious point
understand.
About the safety of air
Listen,
travel,
and, you
and
know
you're
what?
Playing a song about a f***ing pony.
Oh, now, Mike, there's no need to get upset. I mean, we're talking about a lot of heavy issues today, like
I understand.
Burning wildfires.
Smart cars.
And the abuse of Mickey Rooney.
Thank you. All right. Go ahead, Buzz.
Wildfires are just part of a grim-sounding long-range
just
weather forecast.
Finish this show. That's what I want to do today.
Part of the forecast for the U.S. this spring. AccuWeather says that after this severe winter, there'll be a worse-than-usual bout of severe weather this year, featuring more tornadoes and thunderstorms in the east. AccuWeather's long-term forecast for spring includes severe droughts in the plain states and the southwest, which it says will lead us to see more wildfires. In the northern states, because there's been more snow this winter, I didn't do that on purpose, I swear.
I know.
I had no way of knowing.
He's
going to play a song about a horse.
He's playing his queen little song.
That's right. It's not tough like Orleans.
I know. Hey. That really hurt.
It's so close to home,
it
dear.
Really, really hurt.
In the northern states, because there's been more snow than usual this winter, there'll be more melting and more flooding. And as we've heard from other forecasters, AccuWeather says this spring will be colder than normal well into April.
Now, the wildfire.
How dare you?
That really is way over the top and over the line.
The biggest cause of climate change, greenhouse gases, should be regulated by lawmakers, not EPA bureaucrats. Those are the words of a Republican senator introducing a bill to strip the EPA of its authority to regulate factories and power plants. Under the plan, the EPA would still get to boss around car companies, at least for another 5 or 6 years. But House Republicans have just passed a spending bill that would cut EPA funding by nearly a third, some $3 billion. They say EPA regulations are strangling the economy.
All right. I'm trying to be balanced here. I'm really trying not to be either Bill O'Reilly, Sean Hannity,
we're very much in debt,
Keith Olbermann, Rachel Maddow, okay, on the other side. But is it me, or does it not seem that every single time we're going to cut, when we're these guys coming into power in the Republican Party, why do they go right for the environment? Why do they sprint? Why do they prioritize like Environmental Protection Agency? Why is that? And teachers, what is going on?
They kind of ran over the teachers getting to the environment, didn't
I know.
They? Yeah.
I mean, am I making that up?
Yeah, maybe it is because there is some people that could be hoodwinked into thinking
there are some
the
people.
Environment. Right. Okay, there am some people that think that maybe the environment can take care of itself. It did for many years.
I understand. I'm right.
But the thing about when you're talking about items such as the Army. And of course, there'd be bombs.
Just stop it. Just stop
it. Stop it.
Let's stop this string of robberies.
Let's go. We're almost
and
done.
And despite all the noise coming from Wisconsin, Ohio has become the first state to deal a crippling blow to public employee unions. The Republican-controlled Ohio State Senate yesterday passed a bill by one vote that bans strikes by public employees and strips the unions of most of their collective bargaining
rights. Ohio features the Speaker of the House, right? Isn't he the congressman from Ohio?
I believe that's correct. All right. Yes. Yeah. And look, he's at the door, I think.
Wow, we didn't know we had time right for in. This. Hi, John Boehner. How are you?
Oh, you made him cry,
that's
Rob. That's almost elder abuse.
You know, I think he was probably upset about Mickey Rooney.
Juicy.
Get any on you?
Sorry. Sorry about that.
It's a treat for the youth streamers.
The Supreme Court made a lot of people... No, that's a treat.
That is hot. We'll see some of that in the smart car. Oh my! No one wants that.
Yeah, well, some do.
You know how you can tell if you have bad breath?
How?
Like this.
Mm-hmm.
Wait a minute.
Uh-huh.
And then. Oh, it's bad.
Really?
Yeah.
It's been a long morning.
A lot of mouth breathing.
It's actually not that bad.
No,
at all.
Daisy's over here.
It really is. Well, shocker with you.
Wow.
Shocker with you.
Smells like a
Buzz's breath smells like ass.
Mine smells like a garlic lollipop.
The Supreme Court made a lot of people unhappy yesterday by voting to uphold our right to free speech. The court ruled that those evil bastards from the Westboro Baptist Church have a right to protest at military funerals with hate-filled speech so long as they obey the letter of the law. For what it's worth, the court also ruled that states and cities have the right to regulate protests at funerals. 44 states already have such laws.
That's why I support these guys right here. Take a look at that logo. And if they ever want to give me a holler when something's going on here, I'd love to join you out there.
Patriot Guard Riders?
Patriot Guard Riders are the bikers that come up in between.
And they have a right to free speech, too.
They do, too. Between these asshats that are protesting at military funerals and the people that are grieving. Right. And they do a wonderful job. And they're very, very well organized, as I understand it. I have not experienced this firsthand, but they sent me some stuff, and I'm delighted to put this patch on my vest, and I will do that and support this organization, and I would love to come out to one of your protests where you get between the grieving people of the military families and these dicks. Thank you.
Getting rid of Gaddafi might not be that easy. Defense Secretary Robert Gates says, and I quote, "Let's call a spade, a no-fly zone."
Hey, Buzz.
Yes, shock job.
Come on now.
I'm quoting Robert Gates here.
All right.
He says a no-fly zone begins with an attack on Libya to destroy air defenses. That's the way you do a no-fly zone. That's the way it starts. End quote.
So?
Other reports, well, he's just saying, you know what you're getting into here, and know also that our defense forces are stretched pretty thin right now.
Yeah, but I think, you know, we can agree that, I don't know, I think that the sooner we get this over with, the better it is. And
why
isn't
China there with their military helping out? Why do we have to be there?
You know, you're right about that, because China doesn't care.
Right.
And China
care.
Knows we'll do it too.
And China doesn't, you know.
We have a 100-year history of taking care of the
China's
world.
China's platform is not based on preventing human rights
they
abuses.
They should care.
They are participating
the
in human rights
there.
Abuses. Yeah.
The
oil.
Their
oil, as a matter of fact.
Chinaman.
Other reports indicate.
Hey.
What?
What is going on here?
Well, no, that's not bad. Like, is it bad if I say Frenchman or
that's
Irishman?
That's not right.
Oh, come on.
Kevin Meaney. Other reports indicate that although anti-Qaddafi protesters have the upper hand at the moment, the tide might be turning. Qaddafi.
Buzz, did I mention to you we're doing two shows today?
You did. And
okay,
we're just about
good.
Done here, but this is right. So important.
I know it's important.
Qaddafi
I'm
and
wondering
his
supporters, whether you want to go an hour and a half today. Just curious.
Qaddafi and his supporters are gaining strength.
They are. Do you think Qaddafi's
the tide
gonna,
is turning?
You think they're going to be out of there sooner than later?
Qaddafi?
Qaddafi.
He's gaining strength.
He's going
it's
down
gonna be
with
later.
The ship.
It's going to be later unless we take action
he's gonna
sooner.
He's going to go down with the ship.
That's what I'm trying to say.
And I'm trying to move it along, but I got to ask you this question. Do you think that we do that? Do you see imminent military action by the United States?
I don't know. I hope so. I don't know what Secretary of State Hillary Clinton will do.
I think we're going in.
Yeah. I hope so. In. And soon.
I hope not.
Finally, it doesn't get much stranger than this, and they've made a lot of strange arrests in New Orleans French Quarter. This arrest was made by Fish and Wildlife officers after two people were spotted on Bourbon Street wearing pirate costumes. They were arrested because they also had with them monkeys wearing pirate costumes.
Oh, monkeys!
Like a monkey.
Yeah!
From the Monkey News Network, primate possession has been illegal in Louisiana for nearly 5 years now. These humans, thought they were covered legally. The woman claims she's autistic and that these monkeys are service monkeys.
Oh.
Fish and Wildlife says...
What do you mean, they're in uniform?
Well, they are wearing pirate
costumes. That's veterans, my business card.
All right.
They are in costumes. Fish and Wildlife says there's no such thing as a service monkey, especially when it's wearing a pirate costume.
Very good.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Thank you, Buzz. Our show is brought to you by My Vacation Experts. The vacation service is not only free, it can save you money. Just tell My Vacation Experts where you want to go. They'll send that info to 56 travel pros who will then compete for your business. Let someone else do the research no matter where you want to go. Save time and money with My Vacation Experts. Click there at MikeOMaraShow.com. Hey, don't forget on the bonus show this week, movies!
Hooray for Hollywood!
All about our favorite movies, our favorite movie actors, actresses. We're doing that in honor of Oscar Week.
Oscar!
Anyway, this program cannot be rebroadcast without written consent from an authorized representative of MikeOMaraShow.com. Our website is designed by PixelMeld.com.
Yeah.
For advertising info, call 301-244-8773. For Rob, Oscar, and Buzz, Mike O'Mara saying bye-bye, everybody.
Wildfire!
Ciao.
Thank you.
Cut.
Jokes don't go over, I don't care. Everything, I don't care. I don't care. He does not dare. I don't care. Bing, bing, bing. Zoom, zoom, zoom. Bing, 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 bing.
Shut up.
One more time.
You don't know what you're talking about. Stop it. Now.